Welcome, 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 everybody. Hope you're all doing well. Jay Bleez is the name I go by, and I'm going to be sharing my heart to you concerning what I believe this year is about and what I stand for with regards to God's word and the message of my life and my life's commitment. And it's going to be a great year. It's actually the year of manifestation. Arise, shine, for your light has come. For the glory of God has risen upon you. He says, let your light so shine. Let it so shine, that men may see and glorify your Father in heaven. And this is the scripture that I think as a watchword for the year 2024. And in this introductory video, this intro video into my life message, I will be bringing to you the foundations of this messages. And I believe that you will pick something from me and you would run with what God is speaking to you about as you listen to this messages. And my name is Julius Eboigbe, and I stand for Bleez, custom of the meaning, and it means complete and perfect, joy and happiness. But it's not just coming from activities, but it's coming from fulfillment. And fulfillment does not come from our own making. It comes from fulfilling God's purpose for our lives. So when you achieve that fulfillment, then you begin to experience true Bleez and all of that. And that's where the name Bleez comes from. And J is Julius, Bleez is what I stand for, and Zenith, it's my vision. I am taking you, my listeners, to the Zenith of true Bleez. And it's not by my wisdom, it's by the wisdom of God, because God's word provides us the wisdom that we require to elevate our lives to the best life ever, to the best level ever. The part of the righteous man is like as that of a shining light, and it shines brighter and brighter unto the path of day. And that is my testimony, that is your testimony, and the word of God, which is the wisdom of God, guides us into this reality. And this is what we're going to spend our lives doing, going into the word of God to understand the principles to attain true fulfillment, so that we can live a true blissful life. And this is possible by fulfilling God's purpose for our lives. So it always starts with purpose. And that's why I refer to myself sometimes as a purpose coach, because God has dealt with me in that direction to understand purpose, and also to teach it, because everything we will ever do in this world begins from a why, and that's the purpose. And that's why we're going to start this sections of message delivery and impartation of the word with the term purpose. And it's going to be the purpose of life. It's going to be the mission of life. It's going to be the vision of life. And to rephrase that, it's going to be first the purpose of life, then second the vision of life, and then the mission of life. Because purpose is why we exist. Vision is what we want to achieve. And then mission is what we are going to do to achieve the vision. That's the how. And come with me, let's go deep into the introduction of my message. So, the ultimate purpose of man, is to please God. The ultimate purpose of man is to bring pleasure to God to please God. When all is said and done, everything, the Bible says, thou hast created all things. They are and were created for thy pleasure. Revelation 4:11. You have created all things for thy pleasure. For your pleasure, God, you created all things. So the angels, ourselves, our life, our existence, the heavens, the beauty of creation, and everything you can see and everything that will ever come, that man will ever make, was created in the mind of God first for his purpose and for his pleasure and for his enjoyment. And anything in this world that is not doing that is already out of God's purpose and is disconnected from God. That's why it's God that can help us to actually live a life of purpose. So our ultimate purpose, your ultimate purpose, why you do what you do, every purpose has an ultimate purpose, and that ultimate purpose is to bring pleasure and glory to God. I know some of you say, oh, ultimate purpose. Oh, ultimate purpose, what's that? That's the sum total of everything. As the Bible says, why God created all things, Revelation 4:11, to bring pleasure, to please him, to bring pleasure to him. So when we pray instead of the word, when we do good to one another, when we are in the field supporting companies, when we are traveling for a good cause, whatever we do for humanity, we do it with a mindset, how can this be a blessing to God? How can this be, how can God see the acts, see the works, and smile and says, yeah, you're doing good? And when you have this mindset, it gives you a different attitude towards everything. It's so powerful. And this is the ultimate purpose of man. This is my ultimate purpose. This is your ultimate purpose, according to what the Bible says. God created all things. It says, thou art worthy, O God, to receive all glory and honor, for thou hast created all things. They are, for your pleasure, they are and were created, and all of that. And for the pleasure of God, for thy pleasure, O God, they are created. For thy pleasure, O God, they were created. All things for God's pleasure. So this is how you know if you're in the center of God. Does it, what you were doing, thinking, or saying, is a pleasure in God, or putting anger in God's face and God's heart? Is God displeased with that action, with that touch? Is God displeased with that word from your mouth, from that gesture, the way of doing things? And this is how we know if we're pleasing God. It's so easy. You can really know even right now, as you are listening to me, what you're doing right now, if it pleases God. Because God wants his will done, and when something is out of his will, then it doesn't please God. So how to know what pleases God is, it's always going to be in his will. So I'll go to the next thing. We please God by fulfilling our internal purpose. Our internal purpose, I'm going to share with us what our internal purpose is. It means the purpose that starts here in the world, our purpose here in the world, and then that continues on to eternity. It starts here and continues on to eternity. There are two of them. We were created with the internal purpose. One, to express God's personality. To become an expression of his personality. To express God's personality. That's first thing. The second thing is to become an extension, to extend God's influence. To become an extender of God's domain, God's influence, God's kingdom. So we are an expression of God's personality, and we are an extender of his influence. To make it more easier, we express his personality and we extend his influence in the world and in the world to come. The first part of this speaks about we becoming like Christ, to know and to love him. And we were created, Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, the Bible is speaking about the creation, that God created man in his image, after his likeness. He wanted us to function like him. And this is how we know if we're fulfilling our internal purpose. We check if we are functioning like him. How far are we from functioning like him? How better are we every day in functioning like him? How better? This is the yardstick. And the other part is to extend his influence, to become an ambassador of his kingdom, to extend its influence. God occupies the heavens. Of course, God is everywhere, but his place of abode and government is in the heavens. And the Bible says the earth is given to the children of man. It is given to us to manage, and it's given to us to be an extension of his kingdom here on earth. That's why I love the prayer. It says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Speaks about that purpose. God wanted his domain to also to extend to the earth, and he created us to be that extension. To be that extension, So we express his personality and we extend his influence, kingdom, domain. This is our internal purpose. Everything we do falls on these two things. No matter what you do, it has to draw you closer to knowing God and loving him so you can express his personality. No matter what you do, it has to help you become buoyant with capacity to extend his kingdom here on earth, to influence people for his kingdom, to extend his domain in this world, to be a representative of his personal of his kingdom here on earth, and to it's about establishing the lordship of Jesus and his principles over every structure of human society. This is our internal purpose. It's so powerful, we can speak about this forever. And this is, in my personal opinion, the most important message in the world, because everything we do will be judged by these two things: how well we express God and how well we extend his influence on the world and in the world to come. That is what everything will be judged based on. We know that already. The Bible is speaking about the judgment seat of Christ, where God is going to be giving gifts, rewards to Christians and people who are standing in this kingdom. And the Bible is speaking about they that turn men into righteousness shall shine as a firmament of heaven. And God's speaking about visions of people in charge of cities and in charge of different things in the world to come, because of the how important the role they play was in the world, and to establish the lordship and the principles of Jesus in the world. So your degree of the degree to which you establish the lordship and the principles of Jesus in the world, in order to influence, in order to extend God's influence, determine the reward that you will get in the world to come, and the number of cities that you are going to rule over, and all the rewards that will come to you when all is said and done. And this simplifies life to know what's important and what is not important, when you know that everything you do will be judged based on this internal purpose first, like I said, reflecting the character of Jesus, the character of Jesus, and his understanding, his influence in the world. When you know this is all it takes, then it guides you to the right, to make the right decisions even now. And I'm so glad you're hearing this message. Now you can begin to even check your life and check things are happening around you, the decisions you've made in the past, and see how they align to this two internal purposes. This is our antenna. This is our purpose that is for now and forever. Our internal purpose. So, knowing that we have this purpose, which is so internal, and it's so important to fulfill a purpose, what kind of vision should we have to fulfill this purpose? If this is our eternal purpose, what kind of a vision should we have in our lives? I wrote something here. I'm going to read it to you. What vision should govern our life? One, to become just like Jesus. Become a custodian, an expression, a distributor of his presence and power. This should be your vision, your goal, as to becoming like Jesus. Then the second thing, in the aspect of extending God's influence, your vision should be to become God's approved ambassador on earth, even right now and the world to come. So it doesn't matter who you are, what you do, pastor, evangelist, church member, CEO, industry leader, no matter what you do, no matter what your profession is, this should be your vision. To become just like Jesus. And who was Jesus? A custodian, distributor of the presence and the power of God. When he walked in the world, the Bible is speaking that our God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power, that he went about doing good and healing those oppressed of Satan. And this is the kind of vision that we should have. If we want to become like Jesus, we want to have a vision of becoming a custodian and distributor of God's presence and power. We show up and God's presence has showed up. We show up, God's power has showed up, just like Jesus showed up. And you know something great is about to happen. And this is the goal. This is why we pray, why we fellowship with God. Because we wanted to express his personality, because God wanted us to be. God wanted that. He says he created man in his image and his likeness to be and function like him. So that's it. And then this sort of vision to become an approved ambassador of the kingdom. There are many kingdom ambassadors who are not approved. Right? God is the one who decides who's approved or not. And that's why I wrote a song, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. Yeah, Yeah means yes. And it's a sign of a sound of approval. When God says, hey, thou good and faithful servant, you've done well. We need this approval from God. And it's our vision that when all is said and done, we get a yeah from God, a yes. And we cannot get a yes until we have become an approved ambassador of God's kingdom. And God decides that. And we can actually walk our way into becoming an approved ambassador by how well we represented the kingdom, how well we influenced the world and converted people to Jesus, and how well we ensured the lordship and the principles of Jesus govern society. This is how we become approved ambassadors of the kingdom, and God is going to be the one to give that approval. But you can already know if you're an approved ambassador by seeing how well you ensure the lordship and the dominion of the principles of Jesus govern society and society structure, every segment of society. And this is an introduction to understanding what our purpose and our vision is as God's children in the world. The other part of it is the mission. That's what are we going to do now that we know our purpose, now that we know our vision, what kind of life we should live, the vision to fulfill the purpose. How are we going to fulfill the vision? That's where the mission comes into place. Mission is what we do every day, how we live our life every day to achieve the vision, so that the mission of our so that the purpose of our life can be achieved. So it's always purpose, vision, and now mission. And our mission is, I summarize it to say, live a life of total worship, total devotion. When you live a life of total worship, total devotion, total reverence, it governs your thought, it governs your words, it governs your actions, your decisions, and every decisions you're going to make in life, and everything you do in life. It helps you align everything to please God. And this is my simple way of saying this would be the mission of life, is to live a life totally devoted to God. Because in doing that, we can achieve the vision and the purpose will be achieved also. And what does this look like? And this is why I'm offering purpose coaching and coaching people how to begin to unlock the secrets to living this life of worship. I don't mean singing. A life of worship is a life that wakes up with God and go through the day with God and go through every activity with God leading, and ends the day with God, plans the future with God, never takes a decision outside God. That's a life, that's living a life of worship. And this is what I call worship. Worship is not singing songs. Like many of you know, I'm a worship leader. Like Pastor Benny says, there's no worship leader. The Holy Spirit is the worship leader. And then we are all only privileged to join in the flow. I think I agree to some extent. But I like to say that worship is not singing songs, like we all know. Singing songs is an expression. It's an opportunity to express how we feel about God. But that is not worship, because you can sing how you feel about God and do your own way, and then that's not worship. So real worship, true worship, is a life totally devoted to God. And this is what I am going to be talking about for the next weeks and months and years, how we can actually live this life of worship that is not singing songs, but that is in the thoughts, in our words, in thoughts that we think, our words, our actions, our decisions, our plans, our everything that our life consists of, when marry, our children, our relationship, our finances, our education, our career, everything that we do in this world. The Bible says, whatever you do in word or in deed, do it as unto the Lord. Let it be as unto the Lord. Do it for the glory of God. Do it for the glory of God. This is what worship is, and this is the way, this is the mission of our life. This is the reason we wake up every morning, every day, to go through the day. We're not going through the day because we want to just go through activities. We're going through the day because we want to live a life of worship. Oh, because of time, I would just give the points of living a life of worship, things that has to be ticked, and we're going to dwell on these topics in the next weeks and months and years about the things that should be ticked if you must live a life of true worship, totally devoted to God. The first thing, fellowshipping with God. This involves a word communion, and this involves you studying the Bible, listening to sermons, receiving the word of God, and meditating on the word of God, speaking the word of God, then prayer. Then we speak about worship, worship expressions, that we speak about thanksgiving, praise, and adoration, heart communion, and complete surrender. All are in worship. Then we go to number two thing is yielding to the Holy Spirit, allowing the Holy Spirit in your life and receiving His instruction. The third thing is pledging your faith to God and sacrificial obedience. And the fourth thing is executing your life assignment and your life mandate, your life message, your life shape. And the fifth thing is building your life brand, because God has given you a certain shape. This speaks about your core, your position, your personality, your products, your organization, your responsibilities, and your brand management, your organization structure, management, and all of that. This is what makes what you bring to the world acceptable or accepted and really something of value, so to say. The 16 is building your life pillars. Your life pillars would be your spiritual character and your health and your family and your relationships. And speaking about relationship, very important. Your knowledge, your career, and your finances, and all of that. And then the last thing will be planning and executing. And this speaks about your calendar, and your planning, and your daily schedules. These are the things that when you bring together, it should help you live a life of worship. Meaning you surrender all these things I just mentioned, and tailor it in a way that it worships God, that God is at the center, that God is the leader, that God is influencing these things, because these are the areas of life that every human being has and must give attention to. But just as some people have this, but God is not at the center of this. Other things have been the center of this. But when you put God as the center of this, in the center of all these things I just mentioned, then you begin to live a life of worship. And in the next few weeks, and we're going to speak about how we can do this. And thank you so much for your time. And I believe this is very impactful. And you want to know more about this, I'm going to be teaching much more about this in-depth courses and time together, going to the Word of God, what the Word of God says about these things, and how God can be the center of these things, so we can have a really beautiful life, a true blissful life that only God can give, only His Word can give. It comes from God, but God uses His influence upon these things, then it impacts on our life, and then we experience true bliss. And this is what I stand for. I'm going to keep encouraging you until you get to the zenith of true bliss. God bless you.